Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Kempire is brought to you by
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and we are partnering with Rose Forever so that you can get yourself or your mother figure something beautiful, something that will last at least a year. So many of you have checked out Rose Forever in our collaborations in the past, and you said, I've had my roses for 2 years. Guys, it might be time for you to upgrade or change those roses. However, we always have a discount code for you. Kempire20MD, that's for Mother's Day, is now available for $20 off. It will only be available during this Mother's Day collaboration that we have. Be sure to check out the description for more details on how you can get roses, candles, even other beautiful flowers that will last you at least a year from our friends over at Rose Forever. Again, more information will be available in the description.
You're listening to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Kempire Channel, your number one source for pop culture news and music, entertainment, reality, TV, and so much more. Be sure to like the video. Shout out to those of you that have already liked the video. We already have over 106 likes. So thank you. Thank you to our King's Guards. Thank you to our channel members. And of course, thank you to our subscribers. If you're not subscribed, you should. You're missing out on updates, posts, when we go live. If you don't want to miss out on your Diddy updates, on your Real Housewives updates, make sure that you are subscribed, okay? But shout out to those of you that continuously share the content, watch the content, like the videos. We appreciate you. Shout out to everyone watching on YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, what's going on TikTok? Those of you watching on Twitch and Twitter, this is an impromptu live because we have some Real Housewives of Beverly Hills stuff that we need to talk about and Real Housewives of Atlanta. Yesterday, I did do a video talking about, is Portia's return flopping? I want to continue that conversation. I will drop the call-in link for you guys to call in and share your thoughts on how Portia Williams is doing in her return. We're going to talk more about that. Not extensively, because I did a separate video talking about it, but I want to at least lead the conversation out there, especially when we talk about NeNe's new interview with OG Deshaun Snow. We did see Deshaun in, what, season 15 when she was brought back with Kim when they had, like, the OG's dinner. So Deshaun has sort of been back in our lives in the last year or so. The last couple of years, I should say. Okay? Everyone in the live chat, be sure to let me know where you are watching from. Where are you watching from? I am streaming from New York City, per usual. Breon says, Kyle Richards is a liar, is sending me. So funny. But am I lying? And look, am I lying? Because I have two instances where we're going, two recent instances, okay, of Kyle Richards lying. We're going to talk about that. Before we talk about that, though, I want to say congratulations to our girls from Living Single. They have a podcast coming. Oh, look at my face. Hide my face. There we go. Shout out to Erica Alexander and Kim Cole. They have a new podcast from Kevin Hart's podcast network called Reliving Single. Basically, it's going to be a rewatch and discussion about a legendary show. I love Living Single, and I love the conversation that they had on Sherry Shepherd in regards to how Living Single really influenced the girls. Friends, without a doubt, it was like a carbon copy, except, you know, the people weren't black. And then, of course, all these other shows since then, Sex and the City, and Just Like That, Harlem, Insecure. So I love that. I will give this a listen because I'm probably going to start rewatching Living Single as well. Because over the years I've rewatched it. And you guys know I love me some Living Single. Some of y'all didn't even realize this is where this is from.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
That's where I got it from. But I'm a kid of the 90s, so those that get it, got it. Okay? And I'm glad that we can bring it back.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Okay? So shout out to them. Congratulations to them. I thought that would be fantastic to start today's live stream off with some good news. Reliving Single. I believe that it premieres May 7th or something like that. Somewhere like May 7th, it will be a rediscussion of the legendary comedy Living Single. And I think, based off their hint, that Regine, a.k.a. Kim Fields, will be their first guest. Sidebar, speaking of Kim Fields, did they cancel the Upshaws? I was just watching the last season, and I'm like, this is such a good show. I mean, I've always watched it, but I didn't get to like watch these last few episodes. And I was like, did they cancel it? This new season just premiered. Someone told me that on Twitter. I don't know if that's true or not. Can someone confirm? Did they cancel the Upshaws? How many seasons did they have? It was because it's on Netflix, they're able to cuss. They use the N-word. Look, it's not like how sitcoms were when we were growing up in the 90s. It's very different because they're cussing and doing all kinds of things. It's really, really funny. I love me some Wanda Sykes. She's hilarious in it. Kim Fields, literally, she's been famous since she was a little girl. And she's had so many hit shows, like Living Single is just one of them. Facts of Life. What else was she on? Wasn't she on Different Strokes? Oh my goodness, what else? What else is, there's so many things. I just can't think off the top of my head right now. But you know, Kim Fields, legendary. Also did a season on Real Housewives of Atlanta. Don't know why she would ever do that. But some people thought she did fantastic and they wanted her to come back. She's an icon. Good times, thank you. Like there's just so many things. Wait, was she on Good Times? No, that was her mama. Did she make an appearance on Good Times? Kim Fields? I know her mama was on it. We remember who her mama was. Her mama was Janet Jackson's mama on Good Times. Good Times! Sorry. Yes, we talked about Facts of Life. Shout out to everyone in... Brandy says, Kim Fields sounds funny cussing. Because we're not used to it. We're not used to it, but it's okay. Anyway, so yes, Reliving Single will be a new podcast out on May 7th via Kevin Hart's podcast family. Sidebar, I did see that Garcelle took a meeting with Kevin Hart's media company this week. Oh, really? Garcelle. I've been saying I want Garcelle in bed with Garcelle, that podcast that she used to have. I think she needs to bring it back. Garcelle, she was one of the people that did a podcast out of the Housewives universe that actually did a good job because she wasn't talking Housewives. She was talking about relationships, sex, things like that. And I was just like, I enjoyed it. I even DM'd her months ago saying, girl, where is this podcast? Like, they just stopped updating it. And I'm not going to tell y'all what she told me.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I'm not going to tell you what she told me. But I love In Bed with Garcelle. I thought that was such a good podcast. She also has a really good podcast voice. I mean, she's a beautiful woman, but she has a good voice. So she's easy to listen to. Sidebar, since we're talking about podcasts, another easy listen is Humble Brag. I've told you guys this. They're not paying me. But at this point, run me a check, Cynthia and Crystal. But I tell you what I like. If I don't like something, I might not mention it because why mention something you don't like unless we're reviewing it? But I mentioned things that I enjoy and I told you from the beginning, I don't listen to it every single week, but when I catch it, it's such an easy listen. I prefer Cynthia and Crystal by themselves, but I get it. They've been doing interviews lately. They're trying to grow their podcast, but I like it when it's just them. Just saying. Anyway. Melissa says Upshaws is not canceled. See, this is why I don't listen to people on the internet. Someone hit me up and said it was canceled. I was like, was it? I didn't hear that news. Mrs. Gigi says, hold on, where's my Garcelle? Garcelle! I can only pull that out every once in a while. And so many of you have been hitting me up on socials when I comment about Garcelle. And y'all, this is all you hear. This is all you hear. Tequila Girl says, I love Humble Brag. I started listening to it since day one. Yeah, I enjoy it. I enjoy it. If you haven't gotten into it, again, this is not promo for them, but I enjoy it. And if I enjoy it, I think you guys will enjoy it as well. I don't listen to it every week because I don't got the time. All right. Speaking of podcasts, don't forget, guys, you can hear live audio of our podcast on the Kempire podcast. As always, don't forget, we also have Club Kempire, which I dropped some tea this week. Shout out to our Club Kempire baddies. Make sure you subscribe. And while you're there, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating. I have a lot more cool things coming to the podcast, not just Club Kempire, but to the podcast in general. Like what we did over the weekend, we did a whole weekend update. That was just for the podcast. Okay. Have I vamped enough? Is everyone here finally? Since we were talking about Garcelle, I think it's a perfect segue for us to talk about what's going on over at Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Since we talked astrology, sidebar, I don't remember when it was. It was a couple of weeks ago on Femme Tarot's YouTube channel. People were asking questions about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. She predicted that Real Housewives of Beverly Hills was going to go on a small pause. Not canceled, but go on a pause. And based off of all of the conversations now, I'm like, wait a minute. Are they going to take a little bit longer to come back? Because now OK Magazine's reporting that there's going to be some big changes coming to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And it's needed because Kyle needs to go. But if Kyle doesn't go, Dorit definitely needs to go. We've tried for too long with Dorit. And Dorit, who has paparazzi at their children's baseball game? Did you guys see that photo of Dorit and PK? Did you guys see that photo of them at sitting separately at Jaga's baseball game? Backgrid is the one that took the photos of that. Backgrid is known for being paid to take those photos. Because again, who is Dorit? Who is PK for us to be taking photographs of them at a kid's game? But I told you, Dorit taking Real Housewives of Beverly Hills out of her profile, filing for divorce, finally. Sorry, y'all, I got hair on my on my lip. Finally filing for divorce after hinting at it all season. Finally doing it. I felt like she dragged it out to drag out this storyline. But I've said it countless times and production watches. Hey, production. We don't care anymore about Dorit. You spent a season talking about Dorit and her beef with Kyle, then Dorit and this divorce. We don't care. Okay? We don't care. And if you missed the photo of Dorit and PK, I did it in one of my videos. I showed it in one of my videos. I don't have it here, though. Sorry. Yes, the photo of her makeup list. Ooh. Look. Ooh. Exactly. CV says, you clocked it, Kemp. They're paying for PAPS, the paparazzi. Okay. Because we're talking about paparazzi and we're talking about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, before we talk about what is happening over for season 15 of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, do you guys remember the video footage of Kyle getting into it with this Karen about the dogs? Look, I'm Team Kyle on this one. But Kyle is now addressing, because everyone kept on saying, why is Kyle hiding behind Teddy, who is suffering from cancer? Why are you hiding behind her? So Kyle is now saying that she wasn't hiding behind Teddy. But we have the video footage, and we're going to play the video footage. But let me first get into this. This is coming from our friends over at Taste of Reality, okay? And they write this in regards to what Kyle had to say recently when it comes to the dog walker altercation. So they write this. It says, TMZ posted a video earlier this month showcasing Kyle and Teddy in a heated exchange with a stranger who was walking her three dogs. It was later revealed that the Halloween actress confronted the woman for mistreating her dogs. I was like, am I just going to be that person who doesn't say anything, Kyle said on a recent Amazon Live? And Kyle loves her dog, so I'm not surprised that she would say something if she sees dogs being mistreated. However, the Beverly Hills housewife seemingly took more offense to the implication that she hid behind Teddy, a woman currently battling brain cancer. The woman was threatening me, so I was filming just in case she hit me, Kyle rebutted. I'm not hiding behind Teddy. She was only threatening me. The cowboy hat lover who wrote this The cowboy hat lover expressed her frustration with the, quote, negative comments surrounding her attempt to protect and save animals. I just didn't want to be that person that didn't say anything. And I respect that. My mom was not like that. My mom always taught me to speak up, she concluded. Oh, there are so many examples. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills fans, oh, your mom taught you to speak up? Really? Okay. Moving on, they continue, my mom was not like that. My mom always taught me to speak up. Good for Kyle for standing up for herself and these dogs, especially in this climate of people filming celebrities in attempts to cancel them. I don't think people were filming Kyle to cancel her. I think they were filming Kyle because of what they see a famous person getting into an altercation with a famous person, with a, you know, this lady. Anyway. So Kyle denies hiding behind Teddy. But here's the thing. Let me show you the footage. The footage is clear that Kyle is hiding behind Teddy. Just own it, girl. So Kyle is the one in the hat and filming the woman. The woman takes off her sweater. The poor three dogs are probably confused. Look, now she's let me rewind this. Because you can see Kyle. Okay, so you see Kyle filming the woman. Fine, film the woman. She's being a Karen. She's mistreating her dogs. The lady is coming closer and closer to Kyle. So Kyle's moving away, and then Kyle goes behind Teddy. Kyle goes behind Teddy. We see it. For those that didn't see it, let me rewind it for you again. Hold on. Kyle denies in a recent Amazon Live that she did not hide behind Teddy. She's filming the lady. Okay? She's going, look, she's moving away, and then she goes behind Teddy. She goes behind Teddy. She goes behind Teddy. And Teddy's a real one. Okay? Lord, I agree with Kyle and on how she handled this situation, but at the same time, why lie about it? Just say that you were trying to protect yourself while you were trying to film, but you wonder, like, I wasn't hiding behind Teddy. Yeah, clearly we're hiding behind Teddy. Like, why lie about it? And then you see the police officers come. This woman clearly was deranged and she was mistreating her dogs. I hope someone reported her. Okay, I hope someone reported her. All right. So that was lie number one for this week when it comes to Kyle. Before we continue, for those that are just joining us, don't forget to like the video. It's an easy and free way of supporting the channel. Speaking of supporting the channel, today is sponsored by our friends over at Factor Meals. As you know, busy day. I don't like to cook. Factor makes it easy. Dietitian approved, quality meals, so many different add-ons. And you can do it in just 2 minutes. So, of course, our friends over at Factor are back, okay? Make this your best season yet with nutritious 2-minute meals from Factor. Eating well has never been this easy. Just heat up and enjoy, giving you more time to do what you want. Get outside instead of prepping and cooking indoors, right? Come on, especially here in New York, it's gotten hot already quickly. Tomorrow's 82 degrees. Factor meals arrive fresh and ready to eat, perfect for any active lifestyle. With 45 weekly menu options, you can pick gourmet meals that fit your goals. Choose from Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, Keto, and more. Get started at factormeals.com/Kempire50off and use code Kempire50off to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. That's code Kempire50off at factormeals.com/Kempire50off for 50% off plus free shipping. Thank you to Factor Meals. More information on Factor Meals and your discount will be available in the description. Okay? All right. Alana says, baby Kyle was running. Miss Lacey says, Kyle turned into a track star. Ooh. Happy birthday, Alexandra. Shout out to all of our Tauruses celebrating birthdays in the chat. Shout out to all the Tauruses. My birthday is on Mother's Day. You guys cannot forget it. All right? All right. Moving on. And vodka, no, they're not the same. HelloFresh is not the same. You have to actually make it yourself. With Factor, you put it in 2 minutes and it's ready for you. HelloFresh is very different. I've done both. Okay? All right. Moving on, guys. Again, don't forget to like the video. Demi, thank you so much for being a member, and thank you so much for the super chat. Demi says, went to the live taping of the Upshaws. New season isn't out yet. I went last month in L.A. Thank you, Demi. Thank you for proving that misinformation. See, this is why I never believe people on the internet that hit me up. Oh, it was canceled. I'm telling you, 9 times out of 10, those people that hit me up with information are usually wrong. And I was like, is this show canceled? Because I didn't hear that. I didn't see that. Thank you, Demi. So Demi said that she just went to a taping of their new season. Thank you, Demi. We appreciate you and your work. Rahina, thank you so much for being a member for the Super Chat. Rahina says, yay, I caught a live. Miss you, Campfire. Don't worry, I'm always listening. Happy Taurus season. I still watch my cameo. Oh, guys, don't forget, you can get a cameo message from me. Mother's Day, anniversary, birthday. All that information is available in the description. Rahina, thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed it. Fatty Back Soup, thank you for the super chat. Fatty Back Soup, lying liar Kyle. Hold on. Thank you so much for the super chat, guys. And again, you can just support the channel just by... Someone said DL Trackstar. I can't. There's a blind item that people are saying is about Kyle. That Kyle and Morgan gotten into a fight at Coachella. Did I ever tell you guys about the fight that these... Because, look, I'm part of the LGBT community. I can talk about lesbians, okay? Until the lesbians tell me I can't. But I'm going to, because this was my experience. The lesbians are very passionate, okay? You know the joke, on the second date, the lesbians bring the U-Haul truck. But the lesbians can be very passionate. I remember when I went to Fire Island years ago, and I was at one of these like little beach bar thingies, and the lesbians got into it. They got into a fight. That was because the gays don't fight like this. Yes, we have our fights in the clubs and stuff like that. But let me tell you this, in all my life, I've never seen, well, haven't, is that true? Well, it's not memorable. The lesbians fighting at the beach bar in the Fire Island stick out to me. To the point where the lesbian came over the banister and they're on the floor brawling. So when they said, I say all that to say, I have a point. I say all that to say the fact that allegedly Kyle and Morgan were fighting at Coachella. I was like, fitting. Yes.
How you doing?
Come on out. Come on out, Kyle. I'm coming out. Mm-hmm. I want the world to know. Okay. All right. Right. Exactly. Come on. The gays are speaking. Mr. Melody Magic says lesbians, baby, will show out over their partners, especially a stud. And honestly, to this day, I don't know what they were fighting about. But me, I was like, oh, hell no. What is this? I'm not trying to get involved in the lesbians fighting, especially when she came. Mind you, she was kind of heavy. So she kind of, to come over this wooden banister. It was wooden. I'm surprised the banister, because anybody coming over a wooden banister, you would break the banister. It didn't break, though. I was like, they're on the floor brawling. To this day, I have no idea why they were brawling. To this day. But I remember that fight, Fire High Island. They weren't black people, though. I think they were white, but they weren't black. Just saying. Okay. Let me see. Wait, Marco says, laughing my A off. Kempari, was it me and my ex-wife fighting? Joke. Would have crawled. Margo, see, I'm glad I said it. No, they weren't black women. Even though now it's coming back to me. The lesbians like to fight. Me though? I was like this. I was like, oh, heck, what is going on? Oh, wait. No, it was this.
It's this, honey.
I'm looking down at them like, this is ghetto. You know, the black people, like, when you see white people fight, ooh, y'all ghetto over here. So that was a blind item, allegedly, this couple. You know how they say it. I don't know if it's Kyle and Morgan. Kyle and Morgan have something. I don't know. But whatever. Okay, let's move on. Okay, I've digressed way too much. Okay, speaking of Kyle, though, more receipts that Kyle is a liar. This is not surviving Kyle yet. I would need 700 hours to do a Kyle expose, okay? So let me show you something. Shout out to our friends over at TV Deets, because Kyle is talking about Garcelle's exit. So as you know, Garcelle is no longer a part of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I did see that Andy Cohen was on Howard Stern, and he was talking about Lisa Rinna. And he said, you know, Lisa left at a good time. I think she, oh, I'm frozen. Hold, please hold. There we go. See, I figured it out. I don't know why it's doing that. I probably need to get a new wire there. But anyway, back to this. So Andy Cohen was on Howard Stern, and he talked about Lisa Rinna, Brandi Glanville. Remember, Brandi, she's not suing. She's her lawyers have been talking with Bravo. I don't know if she's filed a lawsuit yet. For those that are talking about my skin, y'all know where y'all can get it. Check the description. Butter. This is all butter skincare and their sunscreen, mineral sunscreen. Just saying. Butter, 10% off. Discount in the description. I'll play the commercial later. Okay. Anyway, so Andy Cohen was on Howard Stern, and he talked about Lisa Rinna, and he talked about Brandi Glanville not coming back. Brandi Glanville, he was sort of like, you know, it is what it is. I feel like, you know, there comes a time when certain housewives, things are just complete. I'm paraphrasing. That's not his exact words. When he talked about Lisa Rinna, he said, Lisa Rinna left at a good time. Right? He says that Lisa Rinna left at a good time. But again, he gave a very diplomatic answer. But when he spoke about Garcelle, who just left, he was just like, he's going to miss Garcelle. But the door is always open for Garcelle. I'm paraphrasing. Those weren't his exact words. But you see the difference? And this is why Garcelle didn't blow things up with the network before she left. That's why she didn't slam all the women and go for the jugular when she left. She left on good terms with everyone, including Andy. And I believe him when he says that. Okay. Theo says, I'm surprised Howard Stern is still around. Isn't he almost 70? Yeah, he got a nice cushy job where he can sit down and talk to people until he can't talk to people anymore. That's a good job. He makes a lot of money for talking to people. He's a very good interviewer, though. I don't think people talk about this enough. When we talk about, I see a lot of people making jokes about Jennifer Hudson and her interviewing style recently. But when we talk about interviewers, yes, I know people know Howard Stern as a shock jock, but he is probably one of our best interviewers of all time. And y'all know I'm critical, but no. All right. But anyway, moving on. So that's what Andy Cohen had to say about Lisa Rinna leaving, Brandi Glanville, who has said some damning things about Bravo in her departure, and Garcelle. So he's more open to Garcelle returning than he is Lisa Rinna or Brandi Glanville. All right. So I say that because this is what Kyle had to say in regards to Garcelle's exit. So shout out to our friends over at TV Deets. This is what Kyle says in regards to Garcelle's exit. She says, I sent her some text messages. I haven't heard from her. I felt bad that she's not coming back. I was excited for our friendship was blossoming. I was excited that our friendship was blossoming. And I think in her head, she probably really believes that. In Kyle's head, she probably really believes that. But she called her an a-hole in interviews after Garcelle. And I really believe that Garcelle was being a support to Kyle, saying, if you want to be a lesbian, be a lesbian. Like, I would support you. She's like, whatever you want to be, I will support you. That's how I took it. But then in interviews after the fact, because even in the moment, Kyle didn't seem like she was offended. It was after the fact. In interviews, she was making it seem, she called Garcelle an a-hole. And then at the reunion, she said that you and Sutton are mean girls. And then when she originally came out to the reunion set, Garcelle was like, oh, Kyle, you look wonderful. completely ignored Garcelle. Like, Garcelle did the worst thing to her in the world. So you're already icing her out from the beginning. And I do believe that was the beginning of Garcelle saying, I'm not coming back. I think that was really the beginning. And look, based off the season, I would have thought, yeah, your friendship was blossoming. So Kyle says, I sent her some text messages. I haven't heard from her. I felt bad that she's not coming back. I was excited that our friendship was blossoming and going to a deeper level. Then now she's gone, she tells Access Hollywood. It's sad. I hope to reconnect off camera, on camera. She's going to do great. She'll be great no matter what. I mean, she has to say that because LVP literally said that. LVP, Lisa Vanderpump, literally said, Garcelle was a somebody before the show. She'll be someone after the show. Some of these people make Housewives their identity. And we all knew who she was talking about. We all knew who LVP was talking about. I mean, that really is Kyle's identity. And people don't know Kyle to be an actress. Yes, we know she's done some acting, but they know her more as a housewife than anything. All right. What else did I want to cover in regards to this? All right, I showed you the footage for that. Okay, let's talk about this Real Housewives of Beverly Hills stuff before we get to Nene's interview with Deshaun Snow. OG Deshaun Snow. Again, guys, if you haven't already, be sure to like the video. It's an easy and free way of supporting the channel. But like I told you, it's not the only way you can support. You can also support by telling a friend to tell a friend, okay? And I love when you guys tell me that you tell people about what we're doing here, not just here on YouTube, but here on TikTok, Twitch, Twitter. And I am going to drop the call-in link for our members first. Shout out to everyone watching on Twitch and Twitter as well. T says that Kyle is a pathological liar. Yeah. RC says LVP for the win. T says it's the shade for me. Yep. Guys, we're almost at 500 likes. Keep liking the video. V, thank you so much for the super chat. V says, hey, Kempire, just saying hi. Always appreciate your hi, V. Thank you so much. And thank you for being a member. Brown Sugar Bay. Brown Sugar Bay. Okay. Oh, wait a second. Brown Sugar Babe says, the Upshaw's current season is the final season. Do you mean the one that they're currently filming? Or the one that's out right now? Because someone just told us they went to the filming of just last week for their season. Unless it's like a part two to this season. I don't know. Because they don't even call it seasons for the Upshaws. It's like part this one, part that other. So who knows? I'm going to get to the bottom of it, though. I'll keep you guys posted. All right. Moving on from there, let's talk about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills in season 15. Because now there's speculation on who is returning, who's not returning. We talked about this the other day in regards to Dorit's desperate attempt to return. Some people are speculating that her filing for divorce and this drama is going to be the focal point for season 15. And I've said, I'm not going to speak for everyone else. You guys can share your thoughts in the comment section and in the live chat. I don't care. All of her divorce stuff could play out and I would not give a damn. She has not shared every part of her life or an inkling part of her real life on this show. I don't care. I promise you. So, in an OK Magazine exclusive, they are reporting this. They said, with Garcelle departing the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, many are wondering what is going to happen to the rest of the cast for season 15. So, an insider exclusively dished to OK. Oh, should I drop my own little exclusive? Stay tuned. An insider exclusively dished to OK, there are absolutely going to be changes to the current cast, some of which will shock fans. A main cast member is going to be let go, they elaborated. I don't think it's Kyle, though, y'all. I think it might be Dorito. A main cast member is going to be let go, they elaborated. A friend of is going to be cut. That might be, again, if it's not Kyle leaving, then it's not going to be Kathy. I think it's going to be Jennifer Tilly. And I don't think she's being cut. I think Jennifer Tilly has decided not to come back. Okay? So they said that OK Magazine, in their exclusive in regards to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills season 15, a main cast member is going to be let go, a friend of is going to be cut, and another person is going to be downgraded to a friend. At least that's the current word on the street. And remember, there's been speculation and rumors. First, there were rumors that Erica Jayne had been fired, and then there were rumors that Erica Jayne was offered a friend of role. I'm not surprised by that, because there's nothing else going on with Erica. And with Garcelle gone and Sutton not having anyone to support her, and she's not going to ask those questions without that support, these lawsuits at this particular point are, people are bored with that. I think people at this particular point don't care either. Because it feels like everyone that stole from these victims are getting away with it, including Tom. So they said, of course, casting can always change, the source concluded, so nothing is set in stone. So they're literally in the middle of trying to figure out what the next season of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is going to look like. So as OK previously reported, Bouvet announced her departure from the franchise on March 25th. Damn, it's been a month already since Garcelle said that she was leaving. Feels like it was yesterday. As you know, Garcelle said on her Instagram, I've decided to leave Beverly Hills. It's been a wild ride. I mean, some amazing things have happened and some hard things have also happened, but it's been a ride nevertheless. Sidebar, when Andy was talking about Garcelle leaving, he's like, and she has a son that's graduating this year. And I'm like, you really have no idea about your cast. She has twin boys that are graduating this year. She has sons that are graduating this year. But okay. As for why she's leaving, Bouvet stated one of the reasons is her family, as her boys will be entering their last year of high school and she wants to be involved in their lives. She also noted one of her sons is starting a new career. That's her son that's getting into modeling. And secondly, she shared, I have the most exciting projects that I'm developing, producing, and acting in. And I can tell you anything. I can't tell you anything right now, but you'll know soon. And Garcelle, if you follow her on social media, she's been sharing all of these events that she's been attending. She's been giving us a lot of fashion moments. She's been getting back into her modeling bag. We see her showing up on red carpets with her son. She was on the beach the other day reading through a script. She showed that she had a meeting at Heartbeat Media. That's Kevin Hart's company. So she's keeping busy, all right? So they said, aside from Bouvet, rumors also swirl that Dorit may be leaving the hit franchise after she allegedly changed her Instagram bio to no longer mention RHBH. Again, typical move. Fans immediately, I guess you expected the fans to be like, oh my gosh, no, Dorit can't leave. We need to see what's going to happen with her divorce. No. Okay. They said the economy is so rough right now, Dorit can no longer afford to pretend she's a wealthy socialite, someone said on social media. Interestingly, another fan screenshot a screenshot from 2022 of Kemsley's Instagram bio showing that she never had RHBH in her bio to begin with, so they don't think there was any change. Other fans shared similar screenshots as well. Okay. One blind item regarding casting popped up recently, stating that this West Coast housewife, who recently wished her former co-star was a bit more interesting, found herself receiving a friend of contract for the new season. Many surmised this was about Erica Jayne, as she told Bouvet on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills season 14 reunion. She wished she was, quote, more interesting. Many fans on X said that they did not believe the rumor about Jayne, especially given the legal drama surrounding her and her estranged husband, Tom Girardi. But I feel like a lot of people don't care anymore about that. Okay. Oh, someone says, play this sound. Hold on. Please hold. You're welcome. Okay. Bravo does not comment on casting for upcoming seasons of The Real Housewives. I didn't expect them to. We will just have to wait and see as more things swirl. Speaking of casting, y'all, maybe I should hold off on this. Look, I have a lot of tea, some that's related to Real Housewives, and then there's some that's related to just music, Hot Topics news. But if you follow me on X or Threads, I already kind of gave you a hint of some other tea that I have. But I had some RHOP tea, but it turned out to be, not that it's not true, but it's interesting. I will spill at a later date. I will spill at a later date as things progress, because things can change, you know? Things could change. Danny says, no, tell us. Maybe I'll tell you guys at the next Campfire After Dark. All right. Let me move on. Because not y'all, but some of y'all were like, oh, what you said in your tea for Beverly Hills didn't play out. Yes, it did. It played out. They just didn't include it in the final edit. Remember when I told you that, that was before they released the episodes. But make sure you guys are following me. I'm always throwing out hints on socials. The boy is mine. Okay. Darren Hood says, oh Lord, Ashley's doing the Roberta Flack tribute again. When Andy asked Giselle about Ashley's performance, I knew that they have an alliance when Giselle was just like, well, I saw the show that she did after it. She had some sound issues during the Fox performance. But then the same performance that I showed you guys, not the one that was on Fox, but the one that she ended up doing at that club for charity or something like that, it was just as bad. And the fact that she couldn't just say, like, yeah, Ashley probably shouldn't do music. Okay. Angela says, you're going to forget, Kim. No, I'm not. Have I ever forgotten tea? Nope. Okay. Nope. But maybe. Club Campfire, I might spill there. I got a couple of stuff. Angela says, Campfire, if you're not going to spill it, then you can leave. You know what? So the fact that Giselle said that about Ashley singing, I was just like, okay, you guys just have an alliance. Oh, Giselle. Whatever. Okay. Hey, Storm. Storm is watching on Twitter and watching from Minneapolis. You know, I've never been to Minnesota. Someone just asked the other day if I'm going to come to Minnesota. And I was like, I don't know if we have the audience. All right. Let me move on from there. So that's the tea when it comes to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and season 15. That is what the streets are saying, is that one full-time cast member won't be coming back. And a full-time cast member is going to be demoted. That's the rumor, according to OK Magazine. All right. So the other day, yesterday, I did a video talking about Portia. All right. So I asked the question, is Portia's return flopping? And a lot of you said, yeah. And one of the things that I noticed was after this week's episode that we already recapped, and Portia threatened to sleep with Charles as some sort of threat towards Angela, a lot of people are turning on Portia, very similar to when she got with Simon Gobadia. Because remember, Simon was still married to Fallon, who we met on the show. And I feel like I'm seeing people turn on Portia yet again. And when I was looking at the preview for the sneak peek for this week's episode, everyone in the comment section, even people that said, I used to be a huge fan of Portia. I love Portia. I just feel like she's flopping this season. I feel like she's boring. I feel like she's not talking about her marriage. And I tried to defend Portia in my last video. I said, well, maybe she couldn't because of the divorce and, you know, all of Simon's behavior on social media and in court with the cease and desist. But even with that being said, the dragging out of this beef with Drew just felt disingenuous and uncalled for. But a lot of people have also said that Portia has never been a star. She's a great co-star. She's a great wingman, but she's never been a star. She can't lead the show. And should one person lead a show? I don't think so. But I also said that I felt like Portia has been a great friend of, like, she's giving friend of energy this season, because we're not really getting any personal story at all. So I definitely, because we were going live today, I wanted to bring that conversation up so that you guys can call in and share your thoughts. Live chat, I will drop the call in link, but we have 2,000 of you watching between YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, TikTok. I will be dropping the call link for the general audience on YouTube. So if you want to call in and share your thoughts on Portia, be sure to call in. Okay, but keep liking the video. So we talked about that yesterday, and I also mentioned before that the comment that she made, and she didn't deny it. She couldn't deny it, because Kelly, in her confessional, says, this is what Portia said about threatening. Some people called it a joke. Some people said she wasn't joking. And then someone tagged me. Hold on, now I gotta look it up. Someone tagged me earlier today. Remember that fight between Portia and Candy? Candy said something similar during that season, during the whole dungeon season. Let me pull up that audio. I almost forgot about that. Thank you so much, Rashi91 on X for tagging me in this. So this is coming from Cat617919 on Twitter. And they captioned this video with exactly what Candy said to Portia. Candy says she was trying to talk to one of my other friends that same night and told her she wanted to have sex with her husband too. You freak. You know you did it. Lying a freak ho. Damn, not freak ho.
You better watch out. She was trying to talk to one of my other friends that same night and told her she wanted to have sex with her husband too. You freak. You know you did it. Lying ass freak ho. That's what you are. You got a freak ho sitting next to you. You better watch out.
Not Candy being Miss Cleo. You better watch out.
She was trying to talk to one of my other friends that same night and told her she wanted to have sex with her husband too. You freak. You know you did it. Lying ass freak ho. That's what you are. You got a freak ho sitting next to you. You better watch out. She was trying to talk to one of my other friends that same night and told her she wanted to have sex with her husband too. You freak. You know you did it. Lying ass freak ho. That's what you are. You got a freak ho sitting next to you. You better watch out. She was.
I mean, the receipts are receipting. Some people have said if you are married and you're friends with Portia, that you would end your friendship with Portia. Some of you also said, because remember when I suggested, why didn't Portia just get ready at Shamia's house? That way she wouldn't have been late. And then some of you said, Shamia don't want that alleged home wrecker in her house. And I was like, you got a point. You got a point. And then based off the preview, why Miss Diane, Portia's mother, like Dennis more than she likes Shamia?
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
There was something that she says about Dennis. She's like, oh, I like Dennis. And her reaction to Dennis versus her reaction to Shamia, who's been nothing but a loyal friend to Portia. Even to this day, Shamia has been a loyal friend. But Miss Diane don't see it for her. Why, Miss Diane? Because Shamia can't do anything for Portia? Is that what it's about? Is that why Portia is the way she is? This is why you're blocked, Kempire. I will always speak my truth, okay? I'm going to speak my truth. Mimi says, well, it's been a while, Mimi, okay? Mimi says, you acting like it's your first time hearing it. It is hilarious. It's been a while. I completely forgot this moment. Especially the calling her a freak hoe. Well, Avon says, because black moms and boys. Mm-hmm, that's all. Yeah. Always, you know, there for the men, but never there for the girls. But anyway. All right. So I wanted to re-mention that because I know some of you wanted to call in and share your thoughts. I will give grace. I've already dropped the call link for our members, okay? But before we get to that, I have some more Real Housewives of Atlanta stuff to talk about. For those that may have missed it, I did talk about this yesterday in yesterday's video as well. The ratings are still down. Damn. It's not as bad as last week. last week was 500,000 viewers, live viewers. This week is 580,000 viewers. But the demo matches their series low in their demo, which is a 0.12. That's the more concerning part for me, is that their demo has gone down dramatically. Okay. Apparently, the mid-season trailer is going to drop tomorrow. Hopefully, that will be interesting. Shout out to our friends at OMFG Reality TV. They're the ones who dropped that tea, because you know what we do here? We cite our sources. That wasn't direct shade at anybody. Calm down. I'm just saying, there are a lot of people that don't cite their sources. We do. Okay? All right. And yesterday, we also recapped and talked about the Real Housewives of Miami trailer. If you missed it, go check out that video. Mods, if we can post a link in there. I break down every moment from that video. The new season of Real Housewives of Miami is returning on June 11th. I think that's a Wednesday night at 9 p.m. So that means on Thursday, we will be recapping it. Maybe. It depends on my schedule. Because remember, we used to recap it on Fridays. Remember those days? But it's a hot boy summer. Do I want to be here on a Friday? Nope. I want to be on these streets. Not really. All right. Let's talk about Deshaun Snow. Okay. Oh, let me get to that. I will get to that in a second, because that's something I saw on Twitter. So Deshaun Snow looks amazing. I mean, the last time we saw Deshaun, when she was on Real Housewives of Atlanta season 15, remember they had the OG dinner with Sheree and Kim Zolciak and all of them? I was sort of like, she looks great then, but she looks even better. She talked with NeNe Leakes. As you know, NeNe's being consistent. Come on. And look, NeNe took notes. I have to say, NeNe's gotten better than from her interview with LaTosha. She's not relying heavily on her cue cards. I mean, she's got to figure out her pace and how to transition from one topic to the next. But again, it takes time, takes practice. But she's gotten better, right, everybody? A little bit better. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm going to watch every interview. But here we are. We're not breaking down the entire interview. We're just talking about the bigger moments that happened in this interview. One thing I will say, though, Deshaun talked about how after she was no longer part of Real Housewives of Atlanta, NeNe would still reach out to her, still include her in different things. And she was the one that sort of was like, I'm not doing it. She didn't want to be involved. But she also dropped some tea in regards to what was going on in her life after the cameras stopped rolling, including her husband having a side baby on her. Oof, Lord. Nikki says she heard you, Kim, which is good. Because please understand, when we critiqued NeNe's LaTosha interview, it wasn't to be malicious. It was so that she would take notes and do better. And she did. Okay. I will say this, though. No matter how many times I've talked about NeNe Leakes, she's never blocked me that I know of. NeNe has never blocked me. But NeNe is what? A Sagittarius? See? I'm sure if I met NeNe, we'd be cool, right? No. It's okay. All right. So let's talk a little bit more about this interview. I got a couple of clips that I want to talk about. Let's first talk about Deshaun and her reaction of not being asked back for the second season of The Real Housewives of Atlanta. She was the only one, right? And that was the season that they brought Candy in. Damn. I wonder if her and Candy ever spoke. Let me play this for you.
Let's go back to The Real Housewives of Atlanta. After season one, I have to know, because so many people wrote this question asking, after season one, they wanted to know, were you surprised when you were not invited back for a second season?
I was surprised because I figured it out. I was like, I wrote my books. I was like, okay, I know I gotta have this so that when it airs, that it's ready and all this, I have my little plan on, you know. So I was really surprised. I was shocked.
You were?
Yeah.
Were you hurt?
I was disappointed.
You were disappointed.
But you know what? Everything works out, you know, the way it's supposed to work out. Because I truly feel that I would not have wanted to go through my divorce on camera. The person I am today, I think I would have been fine. But the person back then, I think I would have been too concerned with what it looked like.
Yeah.
And if you remember Deshaun, then you know exactly that's what she probably would have given. She would, because literally her divorce happened I don't remember the timeline of things, but they could have covered this. And I wonder, and this would be a good question to ask production, why they decided not to bring Deshawn back. Because for me, she was sort of the Cynthia before Cynthia's, really. You know what I mean? So she was delusional. She had the money, the lifestyle. Okay, but maybe not that part of Cynthia, but you get what I'm saying. So she really checked off all the boxes. I thought they would have at least given her another shot.
Yeah, I know I gotta have this so that when it airs, that it's ready and all this. I have my little plan on, you know. So I was really surprised. I was shocked.
You were?
Yeah.
Were you hurt?
I was disappointed.
You were disappointed.
But you know what? Everything works out, you know, the way it's supposed to work out. Because yeah. I truly feel that I would not have wanted to go through my divorce on camera. The person I am today, I think I would have been fine. But the person back then, I think I would have been too concerned with what it looked like.
Yeah.
And you know, from a divorce, like you can't be worrying about other stuff and dealing with, you know, it's so much that you're dealing with. So I don't know that I would have been trying to deal with that and then try to look pretty and make it look pretty and all of that back then. Like now, the person I am today, it is what it is. And, you know, I'm authentic and transparent and all that. Not that I wasn't back then, but I think I was.
Do you guys want to see her come back? I don't. Because when she did come back, and when I've seen her, when she did, what was it, Nightcap with Carlos, or what he called his show, I don't think she's reality TV necessary. You know what I mean? I think she was lovely for what we got of her, especially for that first season, because she really gave the luxury in comparison to the other women that were a part of that first season. That's why I was kind of surprised they didn't bring her back. But remember, they brought Candy, who at the time was the big name, and, you know.
Probably would have been concerned with what it looked like.
You would have.
Yeah.
I just know from back then,
yeah,
knowing you were, no. But, you know, Housewives really wanted to see that. Like that.
Oh, the mess?
Yeah, that would have been the best part for them,
yeah, is
to see you guys, you know, dissolve your marriage on camera. I mean, that's what the reality television is all about. Do you remember when we went to see...
Pause. Don't nobody want... I mean, yes, I'm sure Bravo and the executives and the producers would have loved to see the dissolution of someone's marriage. But in all reality, that wouldn't have been good for Deshawn. She definitely is a different woman than what we met in season one. In season one, I think that would have broke her. And it's probably good that it didn't. Not probably. It's definitely good that it didn't play out for television.
Psychic.
Especially because of how messy it is. We're going to get as to why her marriage ended in a second.
Yes.
Do you remember that? Seriously. Because I remember it very well.
Yeah.
Right?
Because I wasn't participating.
You were not participating. The psychic, it was so crazy because the psychic was sort of like talking to me and Kim, right? Mm-hmm. And then... you came and you were like, no, I don't want to be a part of it. And then she kind of later just kind of told you some stuff without you even being a part of it.
Did she tell me something?
Yeah, she kind of said to you like, you were going to go through something.
Did she?
Yeah. You were going to go through something really hard, but you were like, girl, I don't want to hear it. I'm finna get ready to go over here to Eddie Long. You remember Eddie
Long? Yes, that's my bishop.
You were like, I'm finna get ready.
So... let's talk about Deshawn's marriage and the dissolution of her marriage. He's moved on. I believe he's remarried her ex-husband. She hasn't. They talked more about dating and things like that in this interview on the NeNe Leakes show. But let's talk about what happened in her marriage. I think she would still be married to this man. Maybe not to this day, but she wouldn't have divorced this man despite him admitting to her that he had a baby on her with someone else. Well, sidebar, I saw this on Twitter. Hold on. From this user, L. Madden says, my aunt lives in Atlanta. My cousin played football with Deshawn Snow. And after season one wrapped, Deshawn told my aunt she found out that Eric Snow had a secret second family. They should have kept her on for that mess. No. Well, she talked about the side baby, or, you know, the baby outside of their marriage that happened. She talked about that in this interview as well.
And, you know, we were having these problems and he wanted the divorce. It was like he told me, you know, that the girl was pregnant.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Yes.
Now, wait a minute, now, Deshaun. Now, that is not, that shit ain't no laughing game.
No, it's not.
No, but how does somebody tell you that they got a baby, that somebody's pregnant, and I'm going to file for divorce?
No, he didn't.
No, no, you're going to come home, and I might think about killing you. So let's see how this goes.
No, and so then we were in counseling, and we were working through it, or I thought. Mm-hmm. And then so in May, well, he filed in May, so the baby was born in March. And anyways, he said...
So basically, he's admitting to cheating. I have a baby on the way.
Right. So, of course, he had to tell me. So...
Yeah.
But even then, though, I wasn't like, let's file. I was like...
So, and look, there are a lot of women that are very much like Deshaun. So she was willing to stay with this man even though he admitted to her. And maybe that's what he was hoping that she would. That would be the last straw for her. Because remember, Eric is the one that ended up filing. She didn't want to file for divorce. So she's admitting that she wanted to work through it despite a baby being involved. And she's not the only one, so I'm not coming down on Deshaun, but it says to me this is probably part of the reason why he was out there having a second family and stuff like that, because he's like, I could do whatever I want. She's going to stick beside me until he found probably the one he wanted to be with. Is the woman that he's married to now the mother of that child? Can someone find that out for me?
We're going to work this out.
Sidebar, though. I would have asked that question if I was interviewing Deshaun, but anyway.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You were never going to file.
No, I wouldn't.
You would have just hung in there.
Now, you know,
whatever.
Like family say, you know, we don't know how to cook. The cookie was probably going to crumble anyhow. You know, right. God works and how he works. So
right.
I wouldn't have filed, but, you know, whatever would have happened, I don't know. I don't know that. I think we would have eventually got divorced.
Okay. So just tell me this. So when he comes home and say, I have a baby on the way, like, what do you do? Now, in your big ass house with all this stuff y'all got over there, nannies and this damn beauty salon downstairs, and you got all the damn hair and makeup and stuff going on. What? I remember you.
Again, if you want to see the full interview, we cite our sources. We'll be citing that in the NeNe Leakes interview with Deshaun Snow, OG of the Real Housewives of Atlanta, in the description. So she opened up in the interview about her ex-husband having a baby on her. And then, like I said to you before, I saw this random tweet again. I don't know if this is true or not, but Liam on Twitter says, my aunt, I'm going to say allegedly, lives in Atlanta, and my cousin played football with Deshaun Snow. And after season one wrapped, Deshaun told my aunt she found out Eric Snow had a secret second family. They should have kept her on for that mess. And then some of you are saying that Eric did actually marry that other woman. Is that true? Mm. Well, I'm glad that she's living her best life now. I saw some photos of her sons. They all look like they're doing just fine. You could definitely tell that. Someone in the chat says that on Real Housewives of Atlanta season one with her, that she was the first person you ever see have a house manager. I don't know if that was the first person, but you never know. That might have been the first time I've ever heard of someone having a house manager. I can't remember because it was so long ago. No, she's not, Tylin. Look, that's the other, that's Lisa Wu. That's the other situation with Keisha Knight Pullum. She had a baby with Lisa Wu's ex-husband. But anyway, I can't believe I even remember any of that. Keith, thank you so much for the super chat. Keith says, I don't know why she was surprised. She said three words her whole reunion and appeared in two scenes her whole season. I mean, she had some major moments in season one, but maybe, I mean, again, remember, this is reality television in the early years. So maybe she thought because she checked off all the boxes that they would ask her back, especially because they asked everyone else back. But I mean, the audience wasn't surprised. Thank you, Lovely, for actually bringing factual information. Lovely says, Kempire, Wanda Sykes was on The View yesterday, and The Upshaws is ending with part 7. So, Demi, you probably attended the film, because you know how they break up, they don't call them seasons. So maybe what you attended was part 7. So they're filming their final season. The Upshaws is a fantastic show. We were talking about that a little bit earlier. All right. guys, if you haven't already, be sure to like the video. It's an easy and free way of supporting the channel. Once we get to 900 likes, I will drop the call-in link for the live chat. But if you're a member of the channel, I've already dropped the call link for you guys behind the scenes here on the post tab. So be sure to check that out if you are a member. All right. Shout out to our King's Guards. We appreciate them as well. Let's get to our callers. Let me put up my disclaimer to remind you guys that the opinions of the callers do not represent the opinions of myself, the Kempire LLC, or our sponsors, and they agree to abide by our time limits, not to use profanity, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay? All right. Let's bring up Toya first. Toya, what did you want to share in regards to all of this information that's coming out today? Toya, you're muted. Toya C. Maybe she had to step away. I'm going to bring her down. All right, let's bring up O'Shea next. O'Shea, what do you want to share?
Hey, Kempire.
Hey.
I would like us all to hold hands and pray for Dorit and Erica to be gone.
Oh.
I believe that if we will it into existence with this news, it will be done.
Hmm.
That is my two cents for today. Kyla is never leaving, unfortunately. She's like on par with Giselle. And them, like, they're not going to go from the show. They're just going to stay here forever and ever. Can I just say one thing about Giselle? Because after watching her watch What Happens Live and that interview with those two guys, I see how one season fake niceness is officially over.
Oh.
Because she's back. She's back to seasons 1 to 8, Giselle. It was very, very clear. Because watching her talk about the consequences and how what wouldn't fly on Potomac, I was like, ma'am, you've done worse on Potomac.
Mm.
Like what you did to Chris, and you were sitting with those two guys and talking about, no, we wouldn't, that wouldn't fly. I'm like, ma'am, let's be serious. But yeah, but thanks, Eva.
Thank you, O'Shea. Take care. All right. Toya, are you there? Toya. All right, welcome back to Toya. All right, let's bring up Wendy next. Hold on. Wendy, what did you want to share? Wendy, you're muted. Wendy, what's going on with the people backstage?
Okay.
Where were you?
Okay, I was working, but I tried to call in when you was talking about Real Housewives of Atlanta, about Portia.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, I was going to give her the benefit of the doubt, but then when she said what she said about Charles Oakley, I was like, Lord Jesus, because I remember. Okay, yes, she married Simon Grobadia, but didn't Fallon cheat on him too?
Yeah.
So it technically, I thought they was already in the divorce stages, so she didn't technically steal her husband.
Well, they were still married. Look, they were still married.
It wasn't technically, but I was giving her that benefit of the doubt, but then she did that with Charles Oakley, and I was like, oh, Lord, I can't even defend her. And that's it.
Thank you so much,
right,
Wendy.
Bye.
Take care. All right. Let me bring up Dewan, or DJ, sorry. DJ.
Hey, Kimba, how you doing?
Not bad, how are you?
Okay, so who isn't a hoe in Atlanta?
Oh!
So don't be trying to do my girl Portia. Seriously, y'all know how I feel about her, and I agree with the last call. I was thinking the same thing. Phelan had the man sneaking around the security gates, getting caught on camera. Then they had babies and all of this stuff. So that whole Simon Portia thing, give her some grace. Was she wrong? Yes. But I'm like,
how many times do we have to give Portia grace, though?
Listen, because he was a swindling, con artist. He didn't put something over our girl. Okay, he dangled them diamonds, that private jet, them trips to Ghana, and she was
getting
blind.
In the second line when you get to the airport.
Hey, listen, I would have been blind myself on a private jet somewhere when she was posting them videos with lunch in Punta Cana or wherever she was every day. It's like, I get it, you know, but it was wrong, and the comment that she said to Angela was wrong, and she knows it, but, you know, it's like, throw a stone in Atlanta and it'll land on a hoe. No disrespect to anybody in Atlanta. I'm talking about on the housewives, not regular people. I'm talking about on the housewives because all of them have done their dirt. Candy, you know, Marlo, who I love. Hell, even Nene with John the Pizza Man. So, you know, I like everybody. So
You like all the hoes. Allegedly. Oh, I'm not calling them hoes. I'm just saying, he said everybody's a hoe in Atlanta. Okay. All right. Thank you, DJ. All right, live chat. We're almost at 900 likes. I'm going to drop the call link for you guys as well. Let me get to the rest of our members, though. I'm going to bring up Taurus with the T. Taurus with the T, what did you want to share?
Hi, Campfire. Can you hear me?
Barely. Why you sound so loud?
Oh, God. Hold on.
What's that? What are those little sounds I'm hearing?
Hi, Campfire. Can you hear me?
A little bit better.
Okay. Please let me know if I cut out or
not. No, you're good.
I wanted to call in because I missed your show on Monday for Atlanta.
Yes.
But I just wanted to say for everyone that has given Portia a pass with Angelo's husband, tap back in when that happens to your marriage and let us know how you feel. I'm not giving out any passes because she has been in a relationship where she's been cheated on before, so she knows the implications.
Cool.
I'm kind of happy that Beverly Hills is getting a reboot because I think it's very needed. And I also wanted to call in and say I was out in Atlanta on Sunday night and I run into Marquez from Love and Marriage Huntsville here. And it was a very underwhelming experience. I just passed him like I did not know him. Why was he wearing the same clothes that he'd be wearing on TV? Nothing exquisite.
But wait, what do you mean it wasn't anything?
No, it wasn't anything, and the venue that he was at, he was very underdressed.
Oh, for the venue?
For the venue, for the event. It was giving, you know, not impressive, but that's all I wanted to say, Kempire.
Oh, all right. Thank you, Taurus of the Tea.
Bye.
Bye. Marquez, Love and Marriage Huntsville show we won't be talking about any longer. All right, and let me get to the rest of these callers. We got Keith backstage. Keith, what did you want to share?
Hey, Kempire.
Hey.
So, actually, you can disregard my previous super chat because had I known Rashida Senior had it going on like this, I would have definitely been like, okay, maybe she should stay for another 2-3 seasons. You know, finding out that her husband was out here with a whole second family is wild. But also with Portia, it's tiring at this point. I mean, she's in her 40s, acting like she's in her early 20s. It's one thing to still one man, you know, in your 20s, but to do it in your 40s, it's getting real desperate. Now it's becoming her personality, and no one wants to invite someone over to their home and feel like they can't even go to the restroom because you may be in a dining room flirting with their man. It's real sad. She really needs to figure something out. And I think it's, I don't know how her relationship was with her father, but clearly there was something there as to why she felt like she needs to take someone else in. Me. I wonder if her mom stole her daddy from her sister's mom. Isn't that why they so close in age? I don't know, because I know they're not full siblings.
No,
right?
They're not. No.
I don't know. Maybe it's genetics, but that's about it.
Thanks, Keith. That's the thing. Portia doesn't really talk about her father like that. Like, she did in the beginning, but she doesn't really talk about her father and that relationship and things like that. So, I don't know. Look. All right. We've got Kayla backstage. We bring Kayla up next. Kayla, what did you want to share about all these hot topics?
Hi, Kempire. Happy Friday Eve. How are you?
I'm well. How are you? Me too.
Good. I just want to say that last caller had me hollering driving home in my car. He said maybe she get it from her mama. That does give a whole new meaning to she get it from her mama.
Yeah.
But, and I love Portia. She was wrong for saying that about that lady's husband. She, like, come on. You do got to get a little bit better, a little bit of evolving as a person, a human, a woman, a Black woman, all the things, you know?
Yeah.
I called to show that I am a part of the Garcelle's Hive, Stand Pack, Beauvais, whatever you want to call it. I love that Garcelle is booked and busy and was a whole person before this show, is a whole person after this show. And she's just showing it just very classy. Not like, I would love if she had a little bit of like Phaedra in her or Nene, if she could just drag them all down to the gutter like they are, but she don't. And she just working and keeping busy and keeping her head down. She's just saying, you know, forget this. I don't got to deal with this. And I love that for her. So I'm super happy for her to do that.
Okay. All right, Kayla. Thank you so much for calling in.
And y'all know Kyle been a liar since she opened her mouth.
I know, but I just wanted to talk about the lies from this week. All right, Kayla, thank you. Bye. All right, guys, as always, we're taking callers. Be sure to like the video. Keep liking the video. We're almost at 1,000 likes. We have over 2,000 of you here, so I don't understand why we're not at 1,000 likes, but it's okay. If you're a member of the channel, we already dropped the call link for you guys as well. We just dropped the call link for the general audience as well. Coco Esquire's backstage. We're going to bring Coco up next. Coco, what did you want to share?
Hey, Kim Power. First, thanks for the other day. I had to get back to work. That's why I wasn't answering.
No problem.
Thank you for your grace. Look, I want to say three things. One, Kyle being a liar since she opened up her mouth is absolutely true. I hated how she did her sister Kim. Mm. And that was very painful to watch, and that's why I stopped watching it. But Kim was very mentally impacted by the constant gaslighting. And it's really played out over the seasons that Kim was right. Poor thing. I hope she's doing well. Yeah. Then I wanted to acknowledge Deshaun's truthfulness. Deshaun always came across as inauthentic, like, let me show you this. And it was just reading very fake. And I can tell she's really grown just by the fact that she's able to say, look, I wouldn't have been able to deal with this because I was basically still in a fake validation moment. Mm. And listen, not for nothing, we've all been there. But life has a way of humbling you. And I much respect and love to her. She looks amazing. I love to see it. And lastly, on Portia, I have a different perspective because you know I love Portia. And I'm Southern. And I get it. I feel like what she was saying was, girl, this ain't none of your business. You better stop talking about it if I do it to you. And it's a mode of sassiness as opposed to a directive, like, I'm going to take action on it. It's more like, mind your business. Like, you better stop talking about what I did to them before I do it to you. Just stay in your lane. That's how I interpreted it. There's nothing wrong with being sexually
liberated. Is that something that you've said to someone before?
I mean, I may have said things like that in jest. It's kind of like, I may have. You know what I mean? But I don't know. It's like a thing, but I need too much attention to share a person. And I don't think that's good for the universe, karma, and all of that stuff. The ultimate point I'm making is the term of art, as opposed to like, I'm going to take your husband. Now she got a bad track record. She need to think about her reputation a little bit more.
That's the part I'm saying. When you have the reputation.
Yeah, she shouldn't have said it. It was in poor taste because of her reputation. Mm. But whether or not she slept with that lady's husband is not really Angela Oakley's business, because that's that lady's business. And why do they keep trying to talk about it? It's getting old.
I'm going to move on to next caller, but I do want to just emphasize this. I don't think Angela really wanted an answer. What she was talking about was everyone's trying to talk to her about accountability and being accountable. So she was saying, well, Portia has never answered that question. I don't think she literally wanted a response, but she was talking about accountability.
Yeah, but who's Angela? Oh. Fallon's the one that needs the accountability, if anybody.
Okay.
But thank you for the time, Kim Power.
Of course.
Have a good day.
You too, Coco. Okay. All right. And Coco says, Coco Esquire. Is Coco an attorney? Coco, are you an attorney?
Of course.
Oh, and look at me arguing with you. Bye. Bye. All right. Mel's backstage. We're bringing Mel up next. Mel, what did you want to share?
Hey, Kempai, how you doing?
Oh, well, how are you? Sorry.
I'm good. Coco, I'm good. You know what? I love when you talk about Kyle and Giselle, because those are my favorite to talk about because I can't stand them. I don't like them. I think that for me, unfortunately, that, Cal, I don't think that she loved anybody besides her children and Teddy and maybe her husband. I don't think she really loved anybody else in that show. I don't think she loved her sisters or her friends or anybody, in my opinion. Mm. I think she's a toxic woman. She's a liar. She plays a victim all the time. She always hides behind her anxieties. I don't believe her, and I'm tired of her. When it comes to Giselle, I think like the first caller, Giselle, I see you. Karen, unfortunately, is in prison. Me, it's trying to go out there to Atlanta to try to have a good time. And now you think you're going to run the show. And so now you can be mean again. And, you know, Ashley, please stop singing. You cannot sing. I don't want to hear you sing anymore. And I think Roberta Flack's family should sue you. That's it, in my opinion. That's all.
Thanks, Mel. Bye. I mean, I agree 100%. All right. Let me say thank you. We had a couple of super chats. De La Joe, thank you so much for the super chat. They say, Portia was on Amazon Live acting like she couldn't remember Angela's name, but mentioned she heard her husband was everything. I think she meant it. Oh, yeah. Look, oh, yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I hope whatever man she has next, I hope it's not somebody else's man. I'm just saying, because. All right. Gracie, thank you so much for the super chat. Gracie says, Portia made a blame it on the Henny t-shirt, shaking my head, because that's what she's now saying in regards to what she said about sleeping with Charles Oakley. I'll blame it on the Henny. I'm not buying that. I'm not buying that. Okay, let me get to these rest of these calls, guys. Keep liking the video. It's easy, free way of supporting the channel. Happy Thursday. And don't forget to subscribe to the Kempire podcast if you haven't already, so you can hear our live recaps, live stories, but also special content. Like over the weekend, we had a weekend update special episode that's exclusively on the Kempire podcast. We also have our new Apple podcast subscription, Club Kempire, which I talked about Sinners. I talked about You on Netflix. I talked about a bunch of different stuff, including From Scratch on Netflix. I talked about all of that. Be sure to subscribe today to our Apple podcast subscription. You don't need an Apple product to subscribe. You can just go to their website. And while you're there, if you listen to us on Apple or on Spotify, don't forget to give us a 5-star review. All right. All right. Jari's backstage. We're going to bring Jari up next. Jari, are you there?
I am. Hi, Kempire.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well. I don't like Portia. I think she's a dirty person. I've been saying this from season one. Oh. Okay. She's not that girl that people think she is. But I want to talk about Drew and her divorce from a social worker perspective. Mm. Especially from the scene where she was talking to Ralph outside and everyone's saying, oh, it's fake divorce, a fake divorce. I want to come from the perspective that maybe Drew is a woman who has been abused. Mm. As you can see from her body language, how she was closed off, her arms were crossed, and the way she was speaking, she was picking her words very carefully, as though Rouse has a very fragile ego, and anything she says might set him off.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
I want people to give Drew grace. I do defend Drew a lot. I do love her. She's a beautiful girl. She has a beautiful family, but from my professional perspective, I saw how she was picking her words very carefully, like she's afraid of him, that he might blow up. He's very fragile, as you can see how he was quick walking outside the courthouse. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she had to deal with him cross-examining her in the court as well.
Yeah.
Also, you have to remember that she's dealing with a lot. Drew doesn't share a lot, which I do find is very poor of her. Mm. Like, you're not on show, share your life. Please share your life. We want to see you. That's why we like you. But I do think she's been allegedly been abused by Ralph, and she likes to pick her way very carefully to protect herself. You can see her body was closed. She crossed her arms. Yeah. That's how you see people. They protect themselves by crossing their arms. It's also called self-soothing. Mm. I'm going to protect me because nobody protects me.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, so I do want you guys to give my sister Drew some grace.
Not my sister. No, but I hear what you're saying. I definitely hear what you're saying. I do think the audience does give Drew some grace in regards to it, because although there are some things that feel fake, there's something that Ralph doesn't seem. He seems like a gaslighter. He seems toxic. He seems weird. Weird as
he's weird energy, and he is not a kind person. He's a beautiful man, but he is not a good man.
Jari, thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks, Kempire. Bye.
Take care. Bye. All right, Jess is backstage. We're gonna bring Jess up next. Jess, what did you want to share?
Yeah, I just wanted to share that, like, I've been looking into the Jezebel spirit a lot and just trying to, like,
understand people. Wait a minute. What do you mean you've been looking into the Jezebel spirit? You've been doing, like, a documentary?
People, like, I really want to, like, start to analyze people like Portia because this is something that is a pattern and it's consistent. And people like this, it's like, that's not going to be your first line that you say to somebody that asks you why you did what you did.
Mm.
So with her, I feel like it's a natural thing. And then with the video that Candy brought out, it kind of shows that there is something wrong. And I do think it does go back to her parenting and her mother losing. I guess I don't say she lost her father, but I do know that there was an episode where they talked about how her parents divorced, and then basically Lauren got to live this two-parent household life.
Oh, yeah.
And she had all these memories of the dad. And I remember Portia was kind of like, you know, a little bit like understandably envious about the fact that she didn't get that. So there comes a point in time where someone goes through trauma, because I do know with the Jesuosphere, people do go through a form of trauma, and they have this mindset where it's like they don't really care how they get something if they are seducers, which Portia, she's a beautiful woman, you know what I mean? And so I think that that's why everyone kind of finds her so charming, and they try to pass everything that she does. And so I do think that that's a factor, and I'm glad she needs to, you know, work on that. I'll say for sure.
I need to see this research on the Jezebel spirit. I didn't know it was a syndrome.
It's somewhere. It's like they talk about a little bit in the Bible-ish type of thing, but like I can, like, you know, give more perspective like in another call if I see more characteristics.
Oh,
actually, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well, we appreciate it, Jess. Thank you so much for calling in. Take care. Bye. Oh, I never thought about it like that. This is why I like when you guys call in. All right, let me get to the rest of these callers. Angel's backstage. We're going to bring Angel up next. Angel, what did you want to share?
Hey, Kempire, how are you?
Alva, how are you?
I'm good. So I did watch Nini's episode yesterday with Deshaun, and she was actually active. There were only 51 of us watching the premiere, but she was engaged, so she's taking notes. But, you know, she still needs a little work, of course. But she's listening. But I was... If you watch the show, I thought that it was interesting how all the couples who get divorced in Georgia, the husband goes to the basement. Nini said Greg was in the basement, as well as Corey and Kim had to split the house because they didn't have a basement. And so I just thought that was interesting take on it, because a lot of people were thinking it was a fake divorce or maybe socioeconomical reasons and why can't Ralph afford his own place, but it may just be that that's how Georgia breaks it down. So that was all I wanted to say.
Okay.
And I'm not here for Portia. She's very lackluster in her return. She can go back and sit somewhere. Her after show with Dennis is cute, but that's about it.
Yeah, I see. A lot of you like the little video, two-part video that they did together.
And she did a live talking about that when she was going to go get some food. But, you know, Portia's just thirsty, and we all know it. So it's okay.
Okay. Thanks, Angel.
Have a good one. Oh, wait, Kim, I did want to say about the Upshaws. It is their last season. Mike Epps did confirm that on The Breakfast Club a couple months ago.
Okay.
But they're doing a spinoff, so we will have something to watch. It just won't be the characters we were previously watching.
Oh, a spinoff. That should be interesting. Mm-hmm. It's such a funny show. I have to say, it hasn't gotten boring for me. But
no, love it. Wanda Sykes is doing a great job as a producer, and they will continue that.
Most definitely. Thank you so much for that, Angel. Take care.
You're welcome, Kim. Bye.
Bye. I like that we finally got to the resolution of what was happening with my show, The Upshaws. All right. But last but definitely not least, we have Nelson the Virgo backstage. Nelson.
Hey, Kemp. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I just had a couple thoughts real quick. So I feel the one thing I'll defend with Portia, I just feel like because of Simon, like, threatening to sue and wanting to go through that, I believe that's the reason why we're not getting the full story with Portia. I could be wrong. It could be other things. But I feel like if that wasn't happening while she was filming, I feel like we would have gotten, like, all the tea and, you know, all the shady stuff from Simon and everything like that. But, you know, it is what it is with that. I think that Jezebel thing was very interesting. I hope that girl come back. I'm for sure, because, come on now, like... I'm a little psychologist, so that just sounded real, real nice to me. And what was the other thing? This is why, the thing with Garcelle, this is why I said what I said before. She did not curse these women out. She did not want to burn that bridge of the network because she knows that there was something in the future. So everybody that's like, oh, Garcelle should have said this. Garcelle should have. No, Garcelle thought of her future.
And she also she has a first look. I don't know where they are in the terms of their first look deal, but she had a first look deal with NBC Universal.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, listen, Garcelle saw the long run, and she's like, I'm going to stick with my NBC family before anything goes down. But yeah, that's the only thing I have to say. I don't really have much on Potomac yet because that hasn't really started. But
but it started filming.
I know, and if that TJ gets exposed and Stacey gets exposed, all them people get exposed. Not everybody get exposed, honey. Get exposed, everybody. Get exposed. I'm over it.
Let me ask you a question, though. What if Portia and Simon did not go through their divorce, and we got a season of Portia and love, madly in love with Simon? Would that have hit, too?
No, everybody would have been like, oh, she's lying.
Yeah, I know I never believed that relationship.
But. Everybody would have like, no, she's lying. She's just doing it for the money. She just wants to stay in the house.
I would have threw up every time we saw them kiss.
I honestly think that with Portia, I'm not going to say that she's going to redeem herself next season, because you see how the fans are. If you don't get it now, we don't even want you back next week. So why would we want you for another season? But I feel like once he, if he is, you know, going to stay over there in his country, then I don't know, maybe.
He's with ICE.
Oh, damn.
Because I said this the other day. I said, if Simon Gobadia was not under ICE custody, we would be hearing from Simon Gobadia.
He would. Yeah.
In ICE custody.
You're right. If he was back home, he still would be tweeting. So you know what? Yeah, it's because he's detained. Ooh. Mm. Whoever did that, I blame them. Whoever...
NBC Universal.
It wasn't us, though. We're a good community. I know it was no one here.
It was anyone over here. I believe it was Bravo, allegedly.
Sorry. That's not funny, but thank you, Kemp. I appreciate you. I'm so sorry for taking so much time.
No, it's okay. You were the last caller. That's why I let you keep going. Thanks, Nelson. Take care. Bye. Come on. If Simon Gobadia was out, we would be hearing about, it don't matter if he's in Nigeria. He has internet access over there. He would have been tweeting and Instagramming and all that stuff. Sir is in ICE custody. That's why we haven't heard from him. And when Portia was on Watch What Happens Live, Portia had said that in a week or two that she might be divorced. So I don't know how that happened when he's on lockdown. And she says she doesn't know if he's still in ICE custody. We know he's in ICE custody. Okay. PSM says, I heard ICE isn't allowing them to divorce. So I don't know what Portia heard, but Portia told Watch What Happens. She told Andy that she might be divorced in a week or two. But then again, it's Portia. Portia can lie too. Okay. Portia can lie too. But all right. Anyway, I want to say thank you to everyone that called in. I want to say thank you to everyone that sent in the Super Chat, a Cash App, Venmo, sent in a Cameo request. Mother's Day is right around the corner. You know, your birthday, if it's your birthday season, it's my birthday season. My birthday's on Mother's Day. Okay. Be sure to check out the description for more details. And check out the description for more details on our friends over at Factory Meals. Rose Forever. Not me freezing again. It's okay. Hold on.
Please hold.
All right. Not me freezing again. There we go. All right. Woo. That's two times in one live? That's unusual. That's just a signal for me to go. Anyway, I want to say thank you to everyone that called in, everyone that sent in a super chat. Thank you to our King's Guards. Thank you, Ashley. Ashley says, is it the producer's fault that Portia's storyline on RHOA is boring, or is it her fault due to the ingenuine beef with Drew? Side note, until Bravo do right by Kenya, everything they do will fail. It could be both, because we don't know what they're not including. Please understand, these housewives could give you all kinds of different storylines, and production or the network will decide, more so the network will decide, no, we don't want to focus on that. We want to focus on something else. But again, it could be both of their faults. Who knows? But thank you so much, Ashley, for the super chat. Good question. We will continue this conversation with the Replay Crew. Replay Crew, be sure to let us know where you're watching from and your thoughts on these hot topics, from Kyle Richards is a liar to cast changes coming to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills season 15, to NeNe Leakes' interview with Deshaun Snow, and Portia's Jezebel spirit. Thank you all for being here. Thank you again. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you to everyone watching on Twitch, Twitter, and on TikTok, and on Facebook. We appreciate you guys. I will see you guys later. And Mama Allie says, timestamps will be up later tonight, y'all. Thank you, Mama Allie. We appreciate it. Keep liking the video, y'all. See you guys later. And for those that kept on saying, Kempar, your skin looks amazing today, it's all Butter Skincare. Shout out to Butter. We have partnered with them yet again. Be sure to check out the description so that you can get your 10% off.
Thanks for tuning in to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Podcast. As always, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. And for everything Kempire Radio, head on over to KempireRadio.com.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.